ABC Radio Australia.
Now, the stealthy semi-submersible, and they can sneak narcotics across oceans in bulk. And recently, suspected narco subs are showing up in the Pacific. In the past 12 months, three empty vessels have been found floating near the Solomon Islands. And over the past few months, two have been discovered on a small atoll in Marshall Islands. So what happens when a narco sub washes up on your front door? Lucy Cooper has this story.
Arkman Laukowan had heard about a boat running aground on one of the isolated islands in his home of the Marshall Islands, but seeing it with his own eyes stunned him.
I was kind of shocked. I was surprised. It's my first time to see this kind of boat firsthand, like right there in front of me.
He was on Anu Atoll helping locals with the installation of satellite internet when he saw the boat on the beach.
It's like those boats we saw on TV, on news. It's got four outboard engine on it, but the body is, the hull is kind of fully covered. It's like a semi-sub, but still have the outboard engine at the back. So I would suspect it's a narco boat.
Once unheard of, the appearance of narco subs in the Pacific is no longer a novelty. In the past 12 months, three have been discovered in Solomon Islands. Mr. Laukowan says the one he saw on Anu Atoll is the second to be found in the area.
So far, I've seen two. The one I saw recently, and the another one is on the other part of the island.
Experts say the increasing presence of narco subs could indicate cartels are expanding their trafficking in the Pacific to make up for the loss of income in other business ventures. They're ocean-going, semi-submersible and often custom-built by drug cartels to transfer huge amounts of product. The subs have been used in the Americas for decades, but the newer vessels are often fully submersible in order to reduce detection by radar or sonar. The latest sub in the Marshall Islands was discovered by fisherman Weston Killamer, who was alerted by his neighbours.
My other neighbours on the island saw the boat drifting through the reefs and they contacted me. When I went to the beach, the boat was already on the reef. My main objective at that moment was to try and save the boat and tow it to the lagoon so I could anchor it.
Mr. Killamer's home is on the beach where the boat ran aground.
I claimed ownership of the boat because it ended up on my property. So it's common practice here on the island that if anything washes up on your property line, it's automatically yours.
He contacted authorities about the narco sub, but doesn't know if they ever inspected it, so is now claiming it as his own.
Nobody else is going to come and touch it until they ask for my permission.
When a narco sub was discovered in Solomon Islands by a local doctor, he decided to turn the 25-metre-long vessel into his personal boat. And so, as narco subs become increasingly common in the Pacific, it seems their new life and purpose is up to whoever claims it.
Right now, I don't have any plans for the boat. I'm just trying to figure out what to do given the huge outboard engines. I don't really know how to repair them, and I need to find someone to do it for me.
Weston Killamer, a fisherman in the Marshall Islands, ending that story from Lucy Cooper.